Over the last several weeks on 981-2NM, you would have heard an advertisement that we've got running for the Muswellbrook Motor Inn. The lease is for sale. Joining me to have a chat about it, Steve Collins. Steve, how are you this morning?
Great, thanks, Andrew. How are you, mate?
Very well, thank you. Tell us a little bit about the business, first of all, the Muswellbrook Motor Inn.
Sure. So our Motor Inn is located on Maitland Street, so the New England Highway, directly opposite the Southside News Agency.
Yep.
Adjacent to the Repco Auto Parts building. And we've got a 10-room motel there. We own the leasehold, and it's the leasehold that's for sale currently.
Right, okay. Now, I've got to say, Steve, every time I drive past your Motor Inn, I very rarely see the vacancy. It always seems to be very busy there, mate.
It is a very busy little motel. We've worked very hard to build a strong following. We've got some great clientele that regularly use us from all over Australia.
Yep.
And particularly mining and rail, they're the two strengths that we have in those fields that follow us.
Mm-hmm.
But certainly we still have other guests who stay with us who are related to roadworks in the area.
Yep.
Also sales reps. And then, of course, you've just got your general travellers who are in the area.
People
at the time.
Pull up for a night and need a room.
My word.
So tell us a little bit, what's a day like in that kind of business, Steve?
Hectic.
Yeah.
This is certainly not a business for someone who wants to put their feet up.
Mm.
If they're interested in making some money and working for it, then it's certainly worth considering.
Yeah.
The day usually starts around 7 a.m. With our cleaning schedule, and then we finish off with an 8 p.m. close at reception. You've still got some work to do after that, generally.
Yep.
But certainly, yes, they are long days. However, there are times when it gets a bit quieter during the day, and it really can be as busy as you want to make it.
I can imagine someone that's thinking about it or wondering how a job like that's going to work in with their lifestyle. How does it work in with your lifestyle?
Sure. So we can quite easily close reception. We've got our phones diverted. We've also got an online booking system, so we can use our mobile phone to accept bookings if need be. And also guests can book direct with us or through a number of different online travel agencies.
Yeah, right.
And so you can work this to a certain extent around the lifestyle that you're after.
Bit easier in the digital age, is that what we're saying?
100%.
Yeah. Yeah.
Without a doubt.
All right. Now, the lease is for sale. What are the details? Who should they get in contact with? How do they go about it, Steve?
Sure. So the leasehold still has 18 years left on it.
Mm-hmm.
And anybody who is interested in considering purchasing that lease can contact me direct. So they can call our motel on 0265 431 531. They can email me, office@muswellbrookmotorinn.com.au,
yep.
Or they can contact me via our Facebook page.
Okay, and you have had some interest with the campaign that we've been running here on the station, but you know, if somebody was interested, now is the time to do something about it. You don't want to wait too long.
Well, that's right. Yes, look, certainly with this campaign, we have generated some interest locally.
Mm.
We have some inquiries running at the moment through that campaign,
yep.
As well as through brokers and other efforts of my own. So there is genuine interest out there. So, yeah, I'd certainly encourage anyone who may be considering this, either operating themselves or potentially putting a management or couple in or caretaker arrangement and using it just as an investment.
Yep.
That's another option that they can consider. Certainly, yeah, I would encourage those people to contact me as soon as possible.
Anyone who's driven for a town and seen a motel and gone, you know what, be interested in having a go at that business, now's the time to contact Steve and have a go at it.
Absolutely.
Steve, thank you very much for coming in.
Thanks, Andrew. Appreciate your time.